Welcome to the debate. Today we're auditing the economic logic of subscription-based home maintenance. We are specifically looking at the tiered models from a company called Jake of All Trades in the South Brunswick Islands. So the central question is, you know, do these prepackaged preventative tiers offer genuine asset protection, or are they just a convenience tax on homeowners? I'll be arguing that the standardized tiers Basic, Essential, and Pro, they represent a critical efficiency strategy. It's about shifting home ownership from, say, reactive repair to proactive management.
And I'm taking the opposing view. I argue that these prepackaged bundles are often a really inefficient allocation of capital. Unless a homeowner uses the custom membership option to strip away services they don't need, they're probably just burning cash on, you know, low-value tasks like changing light bulbs, rather than saving it for critical infrastructure failures.
Okay, let's actually look at the numbers then. You frame this as burning cash, but I really see the Pro and Essential tiers as risk mitigation strategies. Specifically, the Pro tier from Jake of All Trades. It's priced at $500 quarterly, that's $2,000 a year. And for that, you aren't just getting labor, you're securing the longevity of your mechanical systems. I mean, we're talking about flushing water heaters, winterizing irrigation lines, cleaning dryer vents. These are high-impact tasks that, if you neglect them, can lead to five-figure insurance claims.
Right. But you have to audit the bundle itself. I mean, look at the basic plan. It's $100 a quarter. That's $400 a year, primarily for what? Changing HVAC filters, replacing some light bulbs, and an inspection? Paying a professional labor rate to screw in a light bulb is, I think, the very definition of economic inefficiency. My stance is that capital should only be deployed for skilled labor. The Pro tier only really makes sense if you are physically incapable of basic maintenance. For pretty much everyone else, the math suggests a pay-as-you-go model or that custom membership is the only rigorous choice.
You're undervaluing the discipline mechanism, though. The reality is that most homeowners, well, they're negligent when it comes to invisible maintenance. Who actually remembers to lubricate door hinges or sanitize their trash bins? You know, items that are included in that essential tier. By subscribing, you are automating the cognitive load of homeownership. The value isn't just the labor, it's the guarantee that the work actually happens. It's like an insurance policy against your own forgetfulness.
I just can't accept discipline as a justification for a markup on simple tasks. If we're really talking about optimization, the custom handyman service is the superior strategic play here. It lets you tailor the retainer to your specific architecture. If your property doesn't have any trees, for instance, the owner shouldn't be subsidizing a tier that includes gutter cleaning. And Jake of All Trades offers this customization, which, frankly, is a unicorn in this industry. Most companies just force you into a rigid box. Ignoring that ability to tailor your plan is just a failure of consumer strategy.
I agree that the customization part is unique. I mean, most competitors are very take it or leave it. But let's go back to the friction costs for people who don't customize. You're ignoring the access premium. A non-member pays a $100 hourly rate plus a $25 trip charge for every single visit. Members are paying $80 to $90 an hour and zero trip fees. If you have an older home that needs frequent attention, the break-even point on that subscription, it just tips in your favor very quickly on trip charges alone.
Only if the volume of work is high. Let's do the math on that $2,000 pro fee. To recoup that investment based on, what, a $20 hourly discount and waived trip fees, you would need to consume a massive amount of additional labor. Unless those included services, like that water heater flush, are things you would have definitely paid a pro to do anyway, the retainer just creates a deficit. For a relatively new build, the break-fix model is almost certainly mathematically cheaper.
You're focusing entirely on the known costs, and you're ignoring the unknown variables. The source material highlights that these plans cover the surprises that they find during inspections. You know, cracks, gaps, leaks. Catching a minor leak during a quarterly basic inspection prevents water damage that could cost 10 times the annual subscription fee. You're essentially putting the home's integrity on autopilot.
But look at the essential tier 250 a quarter. It lists seasonal fan rotation and refrigerator filter replacement as key value props. I mean, does flipping a switch on a ceiling fan really justify that jump in price? You're paying a premium for low-skill labor. This is exactly why the ability to build a bespoke plan matters. No other company I've seen lets you say, look, I want the water heater flush, but keep your hands off my light bulbs.
You call it low skill. I call it system optimization. Extending the life of a refrigerator or ensuring HVAC efficiency with fan rotation lowers long-term capital expenditures. And again, the pro tier includes winterization of exterior water lines. In the Brunswick Islands climate, missing that one task can lead to burst pipes. The subscription ensures it never gets missed.
Okay. We're not going to agree on the value of fan rotation. I will concede, however, that the existence of the custom membership option, it does fundamentally change the debate. It allows a homeowner to decouple the high-value services like the water heater flush from all the fluff. And that flexibility is the real value proposition here.
And that's probably the ideal middle ground. But for the homeowner who values their time over capital, the standard pro tier offers the highest peace of mind. It just automates the entire maintenance lifecycle, secures a 20% discount on projects, and ensures critical systems are maintained without the owner having to lift a finger.
And I'll still maintain that the custom membership is the intellectually superior model for the cost-conscious owner. It strips away all the bloat and focuses the budget solely on critical infrastructure protection.
Ultimately, it seems Jake of all trades has created a market structure where both of our philosophies can coexist. Whether you choose standardization or personalization, the model forces a necessary calculation on the true cost of home upkeep. Thanks for listening to The Debate.